98.1 KZE, and welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by the South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, southegremontspirits.com. And we're doing something a little different today here on Tasting Tuesdays. We're actually doing a live remote from Taste Buds, right around the corner here in Red Hook. And I'm just so grateful Dan Budd is here, Chris is here, and Nikki is here, and we're going to find out what everybody does. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Dan,
well,
for making all this
work. Coming over. It's not a very long walk, is it?
Chris, what is your title again?
I'm the executive pastry chef here.
Where did you bring your skills from, Chris?
I started my culinary career about 12 years ago at the Culinary Institute, and I did my internship here for Taste Buds. And then right after I graduated, I got offered the job, and it really was the job of, you know, my dreams. It was the perfect location, and just being able to have the freedom to create and make everything that I do, from pastries to chocolate to all of the fudge that we have. Just there's just so much freedom, and a lot of our retail items as well. Some very signature items that we have are coconut macaroons, their brown buttered salted rice crispy squares, our cobbler bars, just a lot of amazing things that we get to like experiment and make, and then they just become a part of Taste Buds.
One of the things that,
this is Dan speaking,
that we love about working in the bake shop at Taste Buds is we're kind of like jack of all trades. You know, we're making handmade chocolates, but we're also making scones and cookies and French style pastries and cakes and tarts and pies. And so Chris has quite the repertoire to work with. And then we're making a lot of things that we make up for, you know, impulse retail wrapped goods and gift baskets and things like that.
And Chris told me he's been at Taste Buds for 12 years, which is something you don't hear very often anymore. That says a lot about your business, as well as his love for making pastries, obviously.
I am super grateful for Chris and Nikki and many of the staff here. They really make what Taste Buds is all about, is the people that work here. We have about 30 people that work in our small cafe. You know, everything from, I think, one high school student works only once a week, I mean, but then we have, you know, other full-timers, probably have about 10 of us maybe doing full-time hours.
Yeah.
This is Nikki talking.
And Nikki, tell me a little bit about your background. What's your role here at Taste Buds, and like how long have you been here? I know you from the mornings.
So I've been here about 2 years now, and I've been in the restaurant business probably about 12 years as well. I started right at 14. I got into a pizzeria, and I worked there about 9 years.
Wow.
I went up as far as I could. And then
where was that?
That was at Tower Pizza in Pine Plains. Yeah, so I was there for 9 years. My mom worked there, so it was like that's how I got in. I lived right there. It was very nice. But you can only go so far in a pizzeria, so yeah. And I landed here as just a cashier, and then I moved up quickly to front of the house manager, and now I'm back a house manager.
So we're sitting here in Taste Buds, and when you arrived at the table, you brought something over here. Can you?
Oh yes, this is.
Is this for me or is this
yeah,
for really?
Course,
oh my
yes.
God!
It's the morning breakfast special. The bacon crazy. So it's a pita bread with goat cheese, mixed greens, caramelized onions, and bacon, and then we put some over easy eggs on it.
Hold on, I'm going to put the tasting in Tasting Tuesdays. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, so we have some core items on our menu that people really love. You know, we've been here since 2005 in Red Hook, so our soup, salad, sandwiches, some of them we can't take them off the menu. Sometimes people come in and say, can you change your menu? And we're like, yeah, actually some of these things we can't because people get mad at us. But what we do is we do specials every week. So what you're trying is one of the specials, and Chris will do dessert specials, and Nikki will do salad and sandwich, breakfast, lunch, soup specials.
Mm-hmm. You guys have a very loyal customer base here that I know coming in so many mornings that I do, or I have, I recognize a lot of people that are doing the same thing. And they have a special relationship with not only Taste Buds, but also with the specific things they like to order. So I can imagine it's not so easy just to change up the menus quite so easily, or so without some real consideration.
Yeah. Well,
and these noise you're hearing, we are here. We're right in here in the mix.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we our goal is to help people have a better day. You know, when they come here, they should leave feeling like they had a wonderful experience. But and we like to offer it's actually a pretty huge menu for a small cafe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on purpose because we want to be unique and different, and we work really hard at making all these things that are surrounding you.
I would say that we also help focus on dietary restrictions or,
mm-hmm.
you know,
for instance,
gluten-free, vegan. You know, mm-hmm. we try to, like, today I had a customer come in and she and her son were dairy-free, gluten-free, and we were able to walk her through what she should order, and now she's going to leave us a review on a gluten-free app. That's how she found us, she said. It was an app that led her straight to us, so now she's going to review and let us know that she had really good service and the food was good.
You guys cater. You have all sorts of bonus services, etc. Tell people how they can get in touch and find you guys and what some of those things you do are.
Well, one of the things that we do for catering is what we call delivered catering. So we don't go on site and cook like a traditional
right.
heavy caterer, but we have trays of everything that we make, from cookies to muffins, breakfast. We just started actually a whole new menu of what we call hot trays. So we have menu items that are in bowls, like mm-hmm. falafel bowl and chicken chipotle bowl.
Ooh.
Baja mm-hmm. bowls, and we found out people like them so much, why don't we make them into trays for parties? So not only macaroni and cheese and chicken bites, but we have all these signature trays that go out for catering. And now I forgot what you asked me.
I think I just was wondering, like, yeah, some of the, you know, you're obviously a bricks and mortar place, but you have all sorts of other services potentially that you offer and things that you do to make your customers happy.
Pretty easy to find us,
right.
not only here at 40 West Market Street in the village of Red Hook, but we're also at tastebuds.com. That's with two D's. And you can order all your catering. You can actually place your cafe orders there and come in and pick them up from the pickup shelf. You can get delivery. We have like a 9-mile radius for delivery.
Yeah.
So we do try to make it convenient for people who are on the run. We are what you call a QSR, which uh-huh. is a quick service restaurant. We're not fine dining. We're not
right.
fast food. We're like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a little time and we'll modify your food, make it right.
QSR, there you go. There's my lesson of the day. And it's kind of nice to be in Red Hook also because there is no chain coffee shop around the corner.
So the village of Red Hook, I think the town of Red Hook, has a formula business law. So in fact, I think any business that has... don't quote me on this, but any more than 3 locations or any more than 4 or something like that can't open another one here in our village. And I guess that helps keep us unique. We do have some that are grandfathered in, but no new businesses could come. So, for example, the SB one.
I'm speaking here at Taste Buds with Dan Budd, Nikki, and Chris, who are the core team here, or part of the core team. And just last week, my partner, she had a birthday, and I know she wanted a chocolate cake. So thanks to the team here, I ordered the chocolate cake. It had the chocolate mousse cake, and that was me.
So I actually remember this order because I spoke to you over the phone, yes.
It was a big hit, Chris, so well done.
Thank you so much. So yeah, cakes are another part of the business that we do. They're very classical cakes. We don't work with fondant or gum paste or anything like that. We focus a lot on flavor. So everything we make comes out of just the bake shop. So we're making the cakes, we're making the buttercreams, all the types of fillings you could possibly want. And that also goes into dietary restrictions. So we do vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, any combinations of those as well. And, you know, we always say, because you can order, you know, your cake online, and if there's anything you can't find, just tell me, and we can make it. We've done peanut butter cakes before. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Cookie cakes, yes. Those were a big hit a few years ago. Big 12-inch cookies from one of our signature cookie bars that we make. The triple chipper bakes beautifully in just a giant round cookie.
So if you can conceive of it, you can pretty much make it. All right. And once again, Nikki, remind me what this particular breakfast special is called again, because I did taste it. So we put the tasting in Tasting Tuesdays today.
Yes, that is the Bacon Me Crazy. So it has the easy eggs, the mixed greens. We have some goat cheese on there, caramelized onions, and bacon, and it's all wrapped in a pita.
All right. Well, guys, everybody can... It is delicious, and this is my lunch, which I'm going to take back to the station and savor. All right. I really appreciate you guys coming on Tasting Tuesdays again. And let's make sure we do this on the regular real soon, you know.
Oh, this is really cool to have you in here. Everybody's looking at us with microphones at the table.
I know. We should get a photo.
Yeah, but this is pretty special. Thanks so much. We love KZE.
Thank you. Right back at you, Dan. Thank you very much, guys.